Hello and welcome to another episode of the Track Life Podcast. I am your host, Nicholas Trevilian. And guys, if you could see the smile on my face, that how honored I am and excited I am that you are here listening to our podcast today. Oh man, I'm just so beyond honored that you are here. And I just respect you so much for stepping up. Something sparked you to get here to download this podcast, whether you got me in your headphones or in your car, maybe you're on the treadmill out on a walk, just taking some quiet time. I don't know. But what I do know is this. Some part of you wants to grow and thrive in some area. I don't know what that is for you, but we call that the triumphant life, whether that's your business, your health, your relationship, your family. You got some personal goals, you know, some financial goals, some spiritual goals. I don't know what that is for you, but I admire you for being here. And that's my goal with this podcast, to just be able to provide an idea, a tip, a strategy, a resource, anything that I possibly can do from my story or my experiences, just to spark some thought inside of you. And that's something I want to touch on. I got a video a couple weeks ago and somebody had listened to one of our episodes and sent me a video, and it meant the world to me watching this video. And the gentleman had shared how much this podcast had inspired him and changed his life. And I was touched. And I watched the video a few times with tears coming down my eyes. And that's really why I started this. But the thing that I realized very, very quickly was it has nothing to do with me and everything about you. You see, the thing I want you guys to understand, those that have been rolling with me for a while that, you know, see my videos and you know, read my posts and listen to our podcast here, is I'm not changing your life. You are. And that's something I want you to be very, very clear on. You're changing your life. You're the one that stepped up. Something inspired you to download the podcast or click play on the video. And all I'm simply doing is sharing a life lesson, something that's helped me in my business, you know, a strategy, a tip, something I thrived in. I also share a lot of mistakes on this podcast, you know, lessons I learned and roads I wish I would have taken differently. Very transparent and real and raw. And you know that. That's why you're here. And I share those things, the successes, the failures, and everything in between, to spark a thought inside of you. You see, because you have that greatness inside of you. It's those thoughts that you have in your quiet time. All I'm simply doing is sparking thought, and you're pulling it out. It's deep inside your heart right now. It's living inside of you. That lion, that wolf, whatever you want to call it, it's there now. I know it's there now. So I don't know where you're at in your life, in your business, in your family status, your relationships, your health. No matter what's going on, I want you to know this. No matter what you're going through right now, even if it's that dark, cloudy road, I'll tell you this, guys, those clouds don't last forever. Eventually, those clouds part. And the sun comes out, and sometimes you see a rainbow. So no matter where you're at, might be doing well right now. I know a lot of people on here are just thriving. That's great too. And I honor you for that, and I respect for that, but just keep going. Success is never owned. It's rented, and rent's due every day. So no matter what brought you here, I just want to sincerely say thank you. We're starting actually season two of the Triumphant Life podcast. And so I just want to take a step back, kind of reflect, you know, on our first episodes were great. Our first year was great. We had some fun. We helped a lot of people out. We've saved marriages here. We've helped a lot of people lose weight. We've helped save some relationships, which I'm proud of, helped a lot of people blow up their businesses. You know, we've had some fun. I've been able to tell a lot of my personal stories. And that was a beautiful season one, guys. So welcome to season two. I'll just keep the same thunder coming, the realness, the rawness, the transparency, and all that good shit and everything in between. But welcome to episode one of season two. In this episode, I want to touch on something called adversity. It's a very, very big deal for me and a huge topic. Wait, Nick, what? The positive guy? The quote guy, the inspirational dude, motivational guy talking about adversity? Absolutely. You know, I used to hide from adversity because I thought everything was sunshine and rainbows. And I felt that if you didn't talk about it, if you just, all you had to do was stay positive, everything would be okay. But maybe you've ran into some adversity in your life. I know I have. If you go back and listen to last season, you'll hear about me being paralyzed in my story. I'll tell you about depression. I'll tell you about addiction. I'll tell you about a whole lot of that shit. I've ran into adversity in my life. It seems like at that point in time, I just lived about a year and a half of nothing but adversity. And maybe you've ran into some adversity in your life, or maybe going through that now, and that's what brought you here. And I really want to tackle this. You know, one of the things I pride myself on is taking on topics that I know move the needle. And the reason I wanted to bring up adversity today is I know it's something that does move the needle. It's something we have to talk about because life does throw you curveballs, right? You know, I've had things in my life, and I know you have too, that just knocked me off my feet, took my breath away, and actually had me laying flat on my back at one point in time. And I think it's something we have to talk about. You know, if you hear one of my business guys that I coach, one of our triumphant agents, you know, adversity happens in your business. You know, as an entrepreneur, you have ups and downs. I call it the roller coaster. It's going to happen. You know, you're going to have adversity in your health. You might get hurt one day. You know, it just happens. You know, so how do you deal with that? And I actually think a mature business person, a mature person in general, human being, understands this. You know, like I said, I used to think that you can never talk about it, but I actually think you should, because I want to have you give you some tools to help when that situation happens. Does that make sense? Like when that stuff happens, I want you to be able to look at it and own it and know what it is and then be able to come out of that stronger. You know, I think it's a lot of times not what happens to us, it's how we react to that, right? And adversity is going to happen. The sun's going to come up, the sun's going to go down, it's going to get hot, there's going to be snow, there's nothing you can do about that, right? But if it's raining, we can get an umbrella. You don't look at the rain and go, damn, I wish it wasn't raining, rain go away. There's nothing you can do to control that. You can get a rain, you know, you can get an umbrella and we can deal with it. And so no matter what you're going through, I just wanted to bring this up today because it's a topic that I know a lot of people that I've been talking to have been running into. You know, they're either starting over in a new career or starting over in a new relationship or really just trying to kickstart their health and they've ran into some adversity. And I really wanted to kick off this next season with this as an episode in mind because I know how impactful it's going to be just to give you guys these tools as a resource. So we're calling this the adversity episode. And yes, your positive dude is taking on adversity because I think it happens. And so what we're going to do, this is going to be really, really cool. I recorded this audio about 4 months ago and I never published it. I never put it out. So you're going to get to see some private stuff. And I was touching on 4 steps to adversity because I had just been through a lot in my life and I was having a lot of people reach out. And what's interesting about this audio is I think it sums up adversity to a T. And this is why I wanted to share it with you. You'll find on the audio, the quality was bad. I was sick. I was sniffling. I had just broken my nose. I had ran into a wall of adversity. I had had a couple curveballs. Guys, I've been throwing so many damn curveballs in the past year and a half. I might as well start playing Major League Baseball because I've learned how to hit a curveball out of the park. And so I was listening to this back and I wasn't going to share it. And I'm like, Nick, but that sums up your whole adversity topic. Is when things happen, sometimes you have to just grit your teeth and push through. And I want you guys, as you're going through this next 5-6 minutes, don't let the fuzziness of the audio or my sniffling take away from the message because I just poured out my heart and soul in this. And that just sums up what we're here about at The Triumphant Life. We're not perfect. I'm not. Guys, I am far from perfect. And as I was playing that back, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't out of the studio. It wasn't highly edited. And I just smiled because I knew that that summed up exactly my heart and my soul here with The Triumphant Life. And it summed up this adversity topic. So I really hope you guys enjoy these 4 steps that I teach when I hit adversity to push through. And like I said, no matter what you're going through in your life right now, just keep smiling and know that you always have that greatness inside of you. So I hope these 4 steps help out. You guys enjoy today's episode.
What's up, social media peeps? Nikki T here. I want to drop you guys a real quick video about a couple things that are just weighing near and dear on my heart right now. And the topic that I want to talk about today is adversity. And you're like, wait, Nick, the positive, Nikki T, inspirational guy is talking about adversity. Shit, yeah, I am. Because here's the thing. In life, no matter what, curveballs are going to come. You're going to get kicked in the teeth. Shit happens. Let me just be straight up about you. And no matter what you're working on, fitness goals, health, you know, family, businesses, I don't know what that is. Stuff happens, right? And things will come out of left field that you weren't expecting. You know, especially when you expected them least, right? And so I've been having this come up a lot recently with a lot of friends, colleagues, family that are just, they're just reaching out going, Nick, dude, I'm just running into, you know, a ton of adversity. How do you handle adversity? And I'm like, you know what? That's a really, really good point. You know, as much as I love doing the quotes and the videos and stuff like that, get all jacked up. Let's break this down right now and really talk about, you know, what happens, you know, when stuff happens to you. And so I want to give you guys 4 ways that I really handle adversity and teach people to handle adversity. You know, no matter what in life, things are going to happen. The sun's going to come up. The sun's going to go down. There's nothing you can do to control that. You know, some days you wake up and there's a cyst growing on your spine, a tumor growing on your spine, and you're paralyzed from the waist down. That's what happened to me. Shit just happens. You know, 2 weeks ago, I did everything right. Got up early, you know, did my goals journal, my gratitude journals. I did everything right. I go to the gym. I'm all inspired and I'm working out and a rubber band slips and comes up and breaks my nose and there's blood everywhere. That was 2 weeks ago, 2 days for a speech. Things happen, right? That are out of our control. And so I really sat down and put some thought into this because I've had a lot of friends reaching out recently of asking me, Nick, how do you really handle that? Or, you know, some advice. And I really want to give you guys some stuff. Very first thing that I love to do whenever something happens, just a curveball where you're just like, oh my God, you guys ever have that moment where you're just like, did that really just happen? Right? For me, the very first thing is I like to control my state. And what that simply means is if something happens, I'll either put on some type of music, I'll start listing out really, really quickly everything that I'm grateful for, things that are going well. And this is an exercise that you can take. So take your state. You want to change your state right away. The first way to change your state, I like music, a workout. If you want, like, if something happens, get your butt on a run, do some push-ups, something that will just get you going, changes your state. So for me, I love that. Like this morning, guys, I'll just straight up with you. I had a ton of adversity in my life for the past couple days. So this morning, wow, that sucks. Got to work out in, right? Or I love walking in nature. Get outside, get in nature and just see some trees or an ocean or whatever. And so very first thing you can do is change your state. And I found once you get oxygen pumping or you get grateful for a lot of things, that really might help you. So that's tip number one whenever you come into adversity. Number two, this is my personal favorite one. Tie a meaning to it. What does this mean? You know, what is the meaning of this, right? Like I know when I hit the ICU with my spine surgery, what is the meaning of this? And for me, whenever you come in adversity, using that as like changing the reason that it's happening to you is, hey, this is a setback, but I'm going to use this for good down the road. I'm going to use this to help somebody else. I'm going to use this to show my family, whatever that is. I like to associate a meaning to why things are happening. Now, I get it. Sometimes there's no meaning associated, but maybe this helps you because, again, I know a lot of the friends that I have are going through some tough things in business, some tough things in life, and really just trying to find a better meaning for that. Maybe that helps you guys right there. Next thing, what's the solution? Now, as shit happens, which it's going to happen, you know, what is the solution? You know, I get it. Like in my business in real estate, we're going to have curveballs. Things are going to happen. You know, what's the solution? As simple as this is, I'll literally list out, and this is a great exercise, whether it's adversity or just in your life, to start listing out every possible outcome and solution to get out of the problem. I think that'll help you substantially. Like I love doing that. As simple as it might be, just start listing out what's the solution, what's the solution? Because no matter what's going on, there's only one way out of that, right? And that's to start putting one foot in front of the other and do some work and change that, right? And so really hopefully that one helps you. And then this one is the last one is for me, when adversity happens, do you. You say, do you, boo. You know, sometimes things are gonna happen. And you know, it's okay no matter what to take some time for yourself in that situation. You know, I had some adversity happen in my life about a week ago. And a dear friend of mine, she was like, Nick, just take some time for yourself. And we did. And in that moment, I ordered in a pizza, I watched some Netflix, I hung out with my dog and I had some ice cream. You know, it's okay to face adversity. And I have found in today's society with the way Instagram is and Facebook, the highlight reel, looks like everybody's balling, you know? And oftentimes we don't think that those types of people ever have adversity. And I want you guys to let you know right now, people do have adversity. It's okay. Like it's okay if you have a day off or you're just like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to go watch some Netflix right now, right? And that's what I did in myself. And it was funny because I was beating myself up in the process of going through this. Well, man, I'm trying to get fit. And why are you having pizza? I was like, sometimes you just need to take a step back and it's okay to give yourself some you time, guys. So kind of run back through them again real quick for you guys. When something happens, change your state, right? Next, what's the meaning going to be? Look, I got little cue cards. Look at this. Taking care of you guys today. What's the solution going to be? And then at the end of the day, do you, boo. And I just want you guys to know, no matter what you're going through, stuff is going to happen. Just as you're going through it, just try to focus on really what your long-term outcome is going to be. And I know things get hard. They get tough. You get sore. And guys, I'm just speaking from personal experience. I have lived the past year of adversity. And it seems like it's just nothing but one curveball after another, after another, after another. And that's actually why I named my podcast, The Triumphant Life, and name my coaching company, The Triumphant Life. And it's triumphing over these adversities in your life. And so I was just inspired to do this today because I've ran into some adversity recently. And I wanted to let you know, from me to you, it's totally okay. It is totally okay. Here's four solutions to do it. And I've just ran into, I know a lot of friends recently that are just like, Nick, this just help, dude. I'm running into this adversity. And when the inspiration fades and the video ends and the hashtags are gone, you're going to be left with a challenge. And I just want you to know that you're not alone in this. You know, you have a lot of people fighting that fight around you. I just wanted to just give you some love, just as hopes of just putting one step in front of the other, no matter what you're going through in your life. I don't know what that is. If there's something I can do to personally help you, inspire you, or help you make that change and through that adversity, let me know. And then if you have a friend going through it right now, guys, is just maybe share this with them. I wouldn't tag them below. I would just kindly share it with them and say, hey man, I just want you to know that you're not alone. Cause I know when I'm going through adversity, and just was last week, having some friends there was really, really nice for me. And so, like I said, guys, I was just inspired to pull this out, kind of take a step back from the crazy Nick, you know, and nothing but quotes and stuff like that. And just be like, hey, this is a real life, man. It really, really is. And I don't know what you're working on. You have your own goals, which is beautiful. And I just want to be able to help you and bless you in some way, shape, or form when adversity happens, guys. And maybe this helps you one day. So if there's anything I can do to personally help you, let me know. Other than that, don't forget as you're going through that adversity, guys, that you have greatness inside of you. Shit's going to happen. I understand that. You're going to get kicked in the teeth and fall down. But just believe in yourself and know that I believe in you too. I know that you have greatness inside of you. And the way to bring that out is going to be to fight through that adversity and tell that story to somebody else one day. 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 2 years from now, you'll look back and be glad that some of those experiences have shaped you into the person that you're becoming. And maybe that's what that challenge is for you. Maybe that's that meaning that you're associating with that. But I just know that if you can just believe in yourself and in your heart, just keep fighting. If you need some inspiration, shoot me a message. I'll tell you how much I believe in you. You're awesome. You're a badass. Keep shining. Keep being you. If there's anything to do to help, be blessed. We'll talk soon. Bye.
And there you have it. Season 2 has officially begun and episode 1 is in the books. Oh, our little baby podcast is growing up so fast. Just seems like last year we were just starting out. Oh, wait, we were. Guys, it's been a crazy year and I'm excited that we got to do this episode as episode 1 for season 2. And for me, we came up with the name The Triumphant Life for a reason, because you have to triumph over adversities in our life. So I thought it was very fitting that we kick off season 2 with this episode today. You know, that's how I came up with the podcast, as life had thrown me more curveballs than I had ever had. And I was facing more adversity than I could have imagined. And it was dark and it was tough and it was rough. And I felt that I wanted to share some tips and then some ideas that I was pulling myself through that. You know, life throws you lemons. And I just hope that the 4 steps that I shared here can help you take those lemons, make some lemonade, and maybe sprinkle some vodka on top, right? Make a nice little drink out of that. But if you have a friend or family member that's maybe facing some adversity in their life, share with them the episode. Want to tag them on social media? Don't make it public. Send them a private message. Just sweet and say, hey, I'm thinking of you. I know life threw you some stuff and maybe these 4 steps help. Maybe they do, right? And that's really why we're doing this here as a community, as a movement, as the Triumphant Life Nation. It's just helping each other out and just everybody rising together and building together. So I really hope you guys got some value out of episode 1 of season 2. And if you like this, do me a huge favor. The greatest compliment I could ever get is you sharing this episode and reviewing us. Give me a 5-star review on iTunes. That's the greatest compliment I could ever get and just fuels me. And guys, I started this episode with saying thank you, and I'm going to finish it with the same. I can't tell you how amazing it is to get your calls and comments and messages. It means the world to me, and you guys fuel me. And that's why I'm doing this and get up every day with a fire just to help you out and just be able to share more and create more and do more for you. So never forget that you have that greatness inside of you. Don't let anybody ever tell you that you don't, or convince you otherwise. You stick with me long enough, I'm going to convince you you have greatness inside of you. But hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. I can't wait to see you on episode 2. Until then, be blessed and talk soon.